Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
He was involved in one of the greatest games in Razorback football history.
Jones is at the 15, the 20, down to the 10, the 5, touchdown! Matt Jones, 25 yards, and now the Hogs go for two.
During his time as a Razorback, he helped Arkansas win a share of the SEC West title.
Jones now throwing to the end zone, and it is complete! A touchdown!
It's time to talk with Matt Jones, brought to you by Fence Brokers. Looking for fencing materials? Call Fence Brokers today at 501-847-8811. Now, let's talk to Razorback great Matt Jones.
Good morning, MJ. How are you?
Basil, what's up, buddy? Good to talk to you today.
Listen, we got two of the great Razorbacks, Roger, here in studio. RJ, that... You got old school, new school coming together. Matt Jones, yeah. Bruce James at the same time, and it was not a pretty game on Saturday night, Matt. But we got the W, and that's the bottom line.
Man, you're exactly right. It was one of those games where you're watching it and you just kept thinking. It's like you just kept thinking we're going to turn the corner, and then we got that punt return, and you got some young kids out there, and you're going into a game like that, it's easy to kind of overlook them. You think your natural talent's going to win the game a little bit, and hopefully it's a wake-up call because that's the easiest team on our schedule. So hopefully we don't show up flat anymore. We do that this week, we're liable to get beat by 20.
Yeah, Bruce, you were actually sort of saying that could be a way to motivate the team this week to go, you got your butts kicked by Missouri State, you better get ready to play A&M.
If that doesn't the way they played doesn't motivate themselves to play better, obviously, against A&M, then something's lacking inside of them is their football want to.
Well, let me tell you what's clear, and Sam Pittman brought it up in the press conference yesterday. They've got to get KJ involved in the running game early. He made the comment, Matt, that he really didn't have a design run play until like the third quarter, and it was just a sort of a static handoff, no yardage, punt. And I'm not sure what we've gotten into, Kendall Briles, but – and I don't like to see a quarterback carry 20 times. We've talked about this with you. But if that's what makes the offense go, that's what you got to do. I mean, that's the bottom line. He's a bigger threat when he's running the ball.
You're right. You got to dance with the girl that brought you. And I don't like to see him running 20 times either. But, yeah, you run a couple times early. They got to put a spy on
right.
you. He can make all the throws. And I thought Petrino, as far as, being an offensive coach on that side, man, I thought he schemed us up well. And if he just didn't have the best – we had the better Jimmys and Joes, as you say,
yep.
and we were able to make
yep.
the plays. But I thought he had a good game plan. And so hopefully that helps our guys go back and look at him and say, this is where our weakness at. And other teams are going to do exactly what he did to us.
Exactly right about that.
Well, the way I look at it is that, our defense, if you you're not going to say this publicly, but, I mean, the offense has to look at the defense and go, boys, this is what I would do if I was a defensive player. Hey, listen, our offense is not going to score many points. We got to go out there and win the game. So if you're KJ, internally, you basically, hey, guys, we got to hang 30 or 40 to help us win these games because our guys are struggling against the pass. Because they've got, obviously, Matt, they've got some glaring issues. We're 131st out of 131 teams in pass defense, most yardage given up. It's definitely an issue that every team who watches film will want to try to take advantage of that.
And you're right, and back to what you were saying as far as what Coach Pittman said, that if KJ does run the ball a little bit more early, then it keeps us with the ball and keeps us with the time of the possession and keeps our defense off the field. If I'm an offense, that's what I'm trying to do. When our defense is struggling a little bit, if I'm Kendall Briers and Dow Loggins, it's like, man, let's get first downs, let's control the possession of the ball and try not to keep our defense out there.
Yeah, it definitely is. Again, I like the way that this matches up with A&M. A&M's young on defense. We're older. We're a senior-laden offensive squad. You got a proven running back. You got a proven quarterback. Got receivers who are playing well. Matt Landers had his best game of the year, last week. And you're going down to Jerry's World.
Good.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, A&M's trying. They're still trying to figure out their situation at quarterback.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's adequate at this point. I mean, obviously, he didn't make a lot of mistakes. And, what'd he do? He hit 10 – I mean, he hit 20 – I can't remember how many – what his percentage was.
10 or 20.
10 or 20. And so, 50%, that's not really great considering what you have to score points. And they got the, you know, they got the turnover on the fumble from Miami that really added to 7 points there. So they're not doing much on offense for sure.
I was going to ask Matt, what were your games against A&M like back in the day?
So Baz, we never played A&M.
I was just thinking that. I don't remember.
Wow.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking because they had not joined the league yet. And I was thinking, I don't remember Matt's games against A&M. That's why. I hate that you missed out because, Bruce, you know, obviously that was one of our favorite teams to play.
Yeah. Getting to go to Kyle Field was a treat for me. I got to go 2 out of 3 years. Freshman ball. I mean, got to play there twice is what I'm trying to say. And it is a unique place. And as you and I were talking earlier this morning about their traditions and all, so.
Yeah, Matt, it's a really cool place to play. They can be a little weird where they're call leaders and all that kind of yell leaders, but they, you know, you kiss the girl, you kiss your date when you score a touchdown. You never sit down. You sway back and forth. And I think there's a couple other
wear boots with your skirt.
But it's a cool place. I sort of hate that the guys are missing out on that experience of going over there.
The gig 'em. Zach, my middle son's father-in-law is an A&M grad, and it's all about the giggle.
Yeah, it's if you don't know what's going on when you go into that. But I will say this: they've got the best band on the planet.
You'll ever see
the best band on the planet. It will be at Jerry's World. Did you play? Now, Matt, let me ask you this: as a pro, did you ever play in Jerry's World?
We played Dallas. Now, I went to what you're talking about, Baz. I went to an A&M game when I was, a patron after I played and got to see all that. Then I got to see Manziel and A&M play in Fayetteville. We played the Cowboys when Terrell Owens was there. They had Terrence Newman, Tony Romo, but we played them in Jacksonville. So we didn't play. I played in Reliance Stadium down there in Houston, but never played in Jerry's World.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a really, you know, I heard Sam Pittman talking about whether he wanted to take his players in there. The last 2 years, he's taken them in there the day before. You know, back, I don't know about you guys, but back in our day, you would go walk around the field.
Right. Well, apparently,
before the day.
The 25-second clock, the quarterback coach would tell you, you go over your stuff, and you get a feel for the place. You're exactly right.
But apparently, Pittman said he's not done this the last 2 years at Jerry's World. I don't know why, because, you know, don't want to do it, but it does sort of make you feel comfortable. It's not the first time, so you're not gawking around. But I'm going to tell you, I don't care how many times you've been in that place. When you go in, it is an impressive, overwhelming.
Yes.
You know, you're looking at the big screen. I mean, just I don't care how many new stadiums they build. I don't think any will be any cooler or modern looking than Jerry's place.
You can do anything in there. You can have a hockey game, basketball game, soccer. I mean, it's just that surface you can change with
car
it.
Lot.
I think they'll have some the World Cup in 2024 or 2026.
They're going to get some
World Cup games.
You're there for that.
I'll be there.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Now, Bruce, what we learned is that if you want to fire up Matt Jones, start talking about soccer. Have you ever been to a World Cup match?
I've been to a Champions League final. I went to Berlin to see Barcelona play Juventus. When Barcelona had Neymar, Messi, and Suarez, obviously, you know, one of the best threes ever. It'd be like having, you know, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, and Kyrie Irving. You know, it's like you're not going to win very many games.
All right, I want Roger right now to repeat the three players that Matt just said, that the three great soccer
Fernando,
players. Fernando. Fernando.
Yeah. Tatalali. And
he's
Stanton.
Italian.
Yeah,
he's good.
And Stanton.
And Balotelli, yeah.
It's Juventus in Barcelona, is that what you said? Juventus?
Yeah, well, Juventus is from Turin, Italy. Their nickname's the Old Lady. They're pretty cool. They had my Andrea Pirlo was one of my favorite players, so
freaking
I got to go up there.
He owes me $20.
You want to talk about being scared and nervous? You go to a soccer game in Germany, watch an Italian and Spanish team play, and you don't understand anybody.
Drink up, man.
That's hilarious.
That's it.
Bruce, have you ever in your entire athletic career ever played in a soccer game?
No.
Now, you know, I'm telling you, I think if for kids at young age, RJ, you're getting ready with all your kids, it's great, you know, it's great for athleticism.
Matt, did you play soccer?
I didn't play. My sisters played soccer. I didn't know anything about soccer. It just wasn't around.
Right,
I played baseball, basketball, football. It wasn't around. But if I had kids, that's one of the sports they'd be doing. It's really a non-contact sport, yeah, in a lot of ways, and it's a cardio sport. It's good for the young
kids. Great. It's a cardio sport. Absolutely. But I was just wondering how you got so involved. What was it about? Was it because I remember when you were here, was something you watched all the time because of the athleticism.
Yeah, and a little bit had to do with just my schedule being off and having free time and watching the Euros and wow, France and Zinedine Zidane, and when he headbutted that dude in Italy. Everybody who knows soccer and know that play. Out of control. Like, and then when Luis Suarez bit the dude, I mean, it's just like, what? I think he bit Chiellini. I mean, it's just like, that's kind of got me into it 15 years ago. They're like some ninjas. Like, they're ballerina ninjas. They're out of control.
Ballerina ninjas. I love it.
Go!
I tell you what, Matt. The rumor is, Bruce, that the Little Rock Chamber of Commerce, RJ, I don't know if you've heard this, you and Raj, but the North Little Rock and Little Rock Chamber of Commerce, there is a all-out effort to bring Matt Jones back to Central Arkansas. I mean, they are bidding.
I'm trying to find him a house.
There's an all-out effort. Everybody here in Central Arkansas, Razorback fans, women, you know, grandmas, all want to see Matt Jones back in Central Arkansas.
Yeah, I think John Neighbors is trying to get him to split the rent right now, and I think you ought to take him up on that. He's great with a walk.
You've got a place to stay. You know, when Pat's not here, that can be the Matt Jones room, bedroom at my house until you find out exactly where you want to live. But, yeah, it's an all-out push. I know you don't want to get that out there, but I've talked to the heads of chambers, and they're doing
everything. I'm into it.
Yeah, a couple of Airbnbs. Maybe you just stay at a few places. Check
it
out.
Yeah, man, it'd be good. I get to go eat lunch with Mike Honcho.
You got that right. You'll never have to drop a dime for lunch with Mike Honcho around.
Woo! Doing a thing. Fence Brokers are sponsoring Matt Jones every week. I tell you what, let's do this. So, Bruce, before we let you go, you and Matt, let's play Family Feud, brought to you by Southern Bank. We need a contestant. What do we want to give away, RJ?
Let's do the Aldean tickets.
Okay, yes, I'm sorry. Hey, let's do the Aldean tickets. All right, so Bruce, I tell you what we'll do. It'll be, we'll let Matt. How do you want to do this, RJ? How do you want to split the teams up? It'll be, I tell you what, it'll be me, Bruce, and the caller versus Matt Jones and RJ Hawk. How about that, Raj?
All right, say it again.
That'll be me, Bruce James and the caller trying to win the tickets versus Matt Jones and RJ Hawk trying to keep the listener. Well, look at the phone lines. Matt, you should see it. I mean, so no pressure or anything, but we're trying to beat
all
right, we're all trying
right.
to I want, yeah. we're trying to beat you so we can send somebody. And Bruce, have you ever played Family Feud?
No.
All right. So what we have to do here, we have to just like on the TV show, we have to make matches happen to where our guy wins. And so Roger will throw out something, and it'll be a clue about, you know, name different things that are on a car. And we will try to find the top five listings and put it out there and get them all to match. And that's how we do it.
That's how we do it. That's how we're going to do it. All right. So first of all, let's get this party started, because I like this kind of party.
It's time for everyone's favorite game, Family Feud. Sponsored by Southern Bank. Visit bankwithsouthern.com for more information about your lending needs. Now, let's play the feud.
Woo! Let's do it. Let's go to the phones. Let's see who we have on there. Let's start out
phone
with...
Phone lines are lit up. Who's going to be the lucky caller?
Let's see. Let's go right here. We got to go to David. He's been on there the longest. Let's see what it is.
Good morning, David.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning.
Are you wanting to go hear Jason Aldean and Travis Trent?
Yes.
Awesome. All right, David. It's going to be me, David, and Bruce James against Matt Jones and RJ Hawk.
That's exactly right. All right, guys. I stepped out of Boudreaux's on Saturday during halftime of the Razorback-Missouri State game, and I asked 100 people as they were milling around in the smoking area, Now, listen, first of all, let me back up. Your name is your buzzer. So, Matt, let me hear your buzzer.
Matt.
That's a good buzzer. That's a great buzzer. It's subtle. It's right there in your face. Bruce, let me hear your buzzer.
Bruce.
David, let me hear your buzzer.
David.
Boom! That's very a fast nice. Buzzer. Nice. I asked those 100 people this is the only time you got to use your buzzer. Name a reason to celebrate a party.
David? Oh, Basil.
Basil.
Birthday.
Birthday is not on the list. Not on the list.
What?
That's what I said.
What?
I asked five people. They didn't say birthday.
All right, so David and Bruce, we have to sit out and let
so
RJ.
So you have to sit
Matt.
Out. RJ, you and Matt can come up with anything right now, even the fifth answer.
Matt, to celebrate a party, you
celebrate
would...
a touchdown. We're celebrating a touchdown.
Well, no, it's a party to celebrate a party. What would you do? Not a touchdown. It wouldn't be a touchdown.
Oh, a wedding.
It'd be
there
an
we
event.
Go, like a wedding reception.
Right there, number two on the board. Right there, number two. Well, the board control goes to Matt and RJ.
Matt, I think that since the guys can't get a birthday party,
they can't do it. Can't do it.
I think that we should pass it to them and let them try to struggle with this.
All right. So, David and Bruce, we can talk amongst ourselves.
This is for the caller now, Bruce.
The
question is, name a reason to celebrate a party. Okay.
He said a holiday, like Thanksgiving.
Holiday party. Holiday
job, David.
Is number three.
Number three. Number one and
number
four is still out there.
Number one, four, and five is on the board, Baz.
Would you guys say? Would you do an anniversary? Is that the same as like a birthday?
Are you asking me?
I'm talking to David and Bruce. David, what do you think? I mean, I've already said birthday, and that was not even on there.
Right.
I thought birthday party.
You would think, but it's not.
So would you celebrate an
anniversary? Don't answer. Don't say it again.
Would you say an anniversary? Would you, David, Bruce? What do you think?
About a
graduation.
Okay. Two things. Wait a minute. So Bruce said, "What did you say?"
New Year's.
New Year's party. Now that's a good one, David.
Who said graduation?
I think my teammate did. Don't flirt, Matt.
Because that's a good one. You might want to hold on to.
You said what was it? What did you say, Bruce? Again?
I said New Year's.
What do you think, Dave? What about New Year's party?
That sounds good.
Rod? Does it really, David?
What in the world? What is going on with this?
First of all, birthdays and New Year's are not
listen,
party.
I had to pull this game over last week because of insight.
All right, here we go. Because Matt so kindly blurted out, what did Matt say?
Thanks, Matt.
What did Matt say?
Graduation.
No, Matt.
Outstanding. Matt is helping the caller. That is so magnanimous. That's my buddy, Matt. Number one on the board.
So, David, thank you to Matt for Matt helping you there.
That's right.
Matt,
yeah.
Matt did. Yeah,
there we go. Okay, all right. Good. So, we got
one more, Matt.
That was number one.
That was number one. Weddings, number two. Holiday parties, number three. We need four and five.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
David, can you think of it? Bruce, can you think of another one?
Can you think of anything?
What about Kids of the Era when you're 13 or something like that, huh? If that doesn't work, that'd be a birthday party.
Matt is still helping the other team. Matt, I like your thinking. A bar mitzvah.
Go, Matt.
Way to help out the other team, Matt. One answer left, Matthew. One answer
bar mitzvah.
Left. A bar mitzvah, Matt. That's exactly right. That was 13. He said 13, and that's on there. Bar mitzvah's on there. That's exactly right.
Gosh, birthday and it's not on. What is the wedding? And then wedding anniversary is not on there either.
Wedding anniversary is still not on there.
Good, ridiculous, crazy. All right, David.
How about a championship?
What is it?
Like a sports championship. Celebrate a party.
A sports championship.
I'm going to put that in with touchdown.
Oh, like a parade?
Yeah, no. No, that's a good No, we won't do that. It's got nothing
to
do with
I'm going to take Bruce. Can we do a swap for the
most game? I love Matt. You keep helping Matt. You help this caller get these Al Dean tickets. I keep saying I want to say James Dean tickets or Jason Al Dean tickets.
Bruce, can you think of anything else? David? I'm at a loss. Party
one right now.
People celebrate Christmas?
So graduation.
Graduation was number one on that. Yeah, check your text, Matt.
We've already said holiday.
We said holiday party, and we've said wedding.
Okay, I've got it.
And this is for the tickets.
So what about not the wedding, but what about the bachelor or bachelorette party? What about that, David? What about one? That's a party.
David, wait a minute, David. Now, David, before you answer this, you are the leader of this team. You have one strike against you. You can choose to go with your teammate's guess or go out on your own and tell them what you want to do. I just want to throw that out there.
What do you think,
right,
David?
Now.
I think it's a pretty good answer.
That sounds pretty good.
Oh, I like it. He says it sounds pretty good. Bruce, you good with it? Bruce gets a thumbs up.
Listen, how many tickets are still available? Do they have tickets at?
They do.
Well, he doesn't have to buy them. That's
it.
Oh,
yes.
Bachelor, 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 that's it, buddy boy. You are going to go see Travis Tritt open for Jason Aldean.
And let's just say, I think, you need to thank Matt Jones for his contributions.
Right. You damn right.
Well, I want to thank Matt Jones.
Yeah. Enjoy the show.
That's a teammate right there. That is a teammate. That's Matthew Honcho Jones.
I would like to file a protest, though. There's no way that birthday should not be on that list.
Well, let me put it to you
this way. The greatest party that you have. You have it every year.
Well, first of all, it's not on the list, and if I have to pull the show over and take the tickets back from David, if that's what you want to do, we can do
that.
Right.
Pull this car over, I will go.
Thank you, Matt.
The judge has ruled.
That's exactly right. He's going
to
Jason.
Congratulations, David. That'll be a blast, man.
Let RJ get your information. Matthew, we sure do always love having you on the show.
Yeah, I love the fact that.
Man, I love you guys. Y'all are awesome.
I love the fact that. Now, Matt, have you ever done Family Feud before?
Clearly,
I played that game with you guys when I was coming in when Tommy was still there and we'd write the thing on a piece of paper and we were trying to match the match game. Maybe,
that was match game. Yep.
I thought we'd rotate back and forth.
I love the fact that we had Bruce James and Matt Jones doing Family Feud. Two great Razorbacks helping out another Arkansan.
Exactly right. Oh, that's right, Bruce. You're going to be leaving us.
Yeah. So two things. Let's thank Fitz Brokers and our buddy Chris Walker for sponsoring Matt Jones.
Yeah. Thank you, Chris Walker. Fence Brokers for Graffiti and Matt Jones.
And Bruce, we want to thank our buddy David Dunn over at Central Arkansas Truck and Trailer.
Always make sure. Like I said, I have used him personally. He's a friend, and they do great, great work, and I appreciate their sponsorship.
And just like Chris Walker, David Dunn are just good, fine people.
Yes.
Well, hopefully when we have you guys on next week, we'll be talking about a Razorback victory over those stinking Aggies.
Right, and going 4-0 to take on Alabama.
And then you got the 2:30 start against Alabama. Yeah, it's going to be big. Matt, thanks, buddy. Have a great week.